The Yard closed in 1996 and was finally demolished in 2009, leaving the pit. Congressman Brian Higgins has long criticized the Erie Canal Harbor Development Corporation for letting the property idle, as other pieces of the neighborhood have been developed and heavily used. That's supposed to change with eventual construction of low-rise, medium-rise, or high-rise buildings built on top of major indoor parking. Development Corporation President Steve Rinaldi says the renderings shown to the public are a sign of what will be.
That's been the best part of being involved. And when we started this and people would come to meetings and question if this would ever get done. Now we come to meetings and people are here because they know something will get done and they want to make sure that it's something that they want to see. So absolutely, people understand that things are changing. They're changing for the better, but they definitely still want to be a part of that change.
Rinaldi says the agency should be ready to go out for development proposals in about a year, once decisions are made on which of the three possibilities, or some combination of the three, housing, residential, commercial, and retail space, with some streets along old routes and some quirky plazas among the new structures. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.